And you got this big loudmouth enemy dominating the atmosphere, imposing the ideas of self-promotion, self-centeredness, self-indulgence, self. Flesh. Are you with me? So in this atmosphere, this thing, in other words, a media-driven culture. Because our media is dominated by the ideas of self. Everybody agree? Okay, but do you also agree that there's about to be a David show up? There's a Davidic generation already rising up. Where are they now? I'll tell you where they are. They're out in the shepherd's field, worshiping God, doing what they were created to do. And they're out there without any kind of self-ambition. It's not about self-centeredness. It's not about self-importance or self-indulgence. These worshipers are out there worshiping God with such purity of heart that they walk in the opposite spirit of whatever the Philistine or the Goliath says. They just simply walk in the opposite spirit of it. That's why it doesn't require a lot of energy of the flesh to move your enemies, because you're walking in the power of the Spirit, because you're walking in the opposite of whatever the enemy mandates for your life. So if you're looking to promote yourself onto a stage, you just started dancing with a giant. If you're looking for some ideas that impose self-centeredness about your life, now I'm not saying this in some condemning way. I'm just identifying our enemies here, because there's a bunch of enemies going down today. We don't have to continue to live with these kind of ideologies wrapped around our brain when we're worshipers. We don't, you know what? We don't even qualify for self-promotion. We don't even qualify for self-centeredness. We don't even qualify for that world. Worship is where he came from. Everybody else, look down through here. Now, they were gathered at Sokah. You know what the word Sokah means? It means the shut-in and entwined place. They gathered, the enemies gathered there in this place of shut-inness and entwinement in the land of Judah, created for praise. Then it says at Azekah, that means the tilled garden. See what that tells us? The enemy's going to move in, and after you plant your garden and toil and do all the sweat for waiting for your harvest, that's when the enemy comes. Azekah, the tilled garden. At Ephes Damum, the boundary of blood drops or the place of the bloodshed. That's what those words mean. Isn't the etymology of the word just awesome how God does this stuff? And Saul and the men of Israel, they were gathered together in the valley of Elah, the place of the strong trees. They drew up in battle. And look, the Philistines stood on the mountain on one side, Israel stood on the mountain on the other side, and there's a, down in the holler between them, it says in verse 4, that a champion went out from the camp of the Philistines named Goliath from Gath, whose height was 6 cubits in the span, bronze helmet on his head. He was armed with a coat of mail, weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of bronze. He had a bronze armor on his legs and bronze javelin between his shoulders. The staff of his spear was like a...